Welcome to Therapy Thursday with Ty Gregg and Pastor Paul Watson. Get ready to be therapized on 92.3 The Moose.
Well, Pastor Paul, we have, this is something that's actually kind of serious in today's world. Social media.
Yeah.
We actually become somebody else when we're on social media sometimes. So, like, you meet me in public, I'm one way. You see me on social media, I'm totally different. How do you handle those situations?
Isn't that the craziest thing? Like, to me, that really is one of the craziest things that we deal with. And what we forget about, you know, as we talk about Therapy Thursday, we're always talking about relationships. And I'm amazed at how many people forget that social media is a relationship with other people. I mean, that's what it's totally geared for. Facebook is geared for that. All these social media platforms are geared so that you can have relationships with other people. I was in a conversation earlier this week. A friend of mine had posted something, and I had posted something, and a friend of mine had replied to it. And then another one of my friends literally lit her up. Now, she's a really great human being. She's a fantastic person. Lit her up. Doesn't know her, but knows me. And because he lit her up, that lit me up. And I can remember, I wrote this lengthy response that was less than pastoral and less than kind, if I'm really honest, you know, and I probably should be. I'm a pastor. But then I deleted it. And I thought I literally saw him like 2 days later, and it was really nice interaction. But there's this piece that caught me so off guard is that what happens when people are on social media, they forget that these are, or maybe you don't know that person, but you're probably on with somebody you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so you should pay attention to the way you respond, because how you respond on social media is who you are. It's not like that's one person, and then it's not like you're one person there and not another person there. There's this passage that says, don't be selfish, don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourself. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. And I think that's a really good rule to apply to social media. I'm amazed at how often people lose good relationships because of bad social media behavior. Like the things that they say on a screen, they would never say on purpose. I had a friend of mine, and he said it this way. He said, our as civilians, we're losing our civility. Mm-hmm. And I thought, boy, that's a good thing. That's real accurate. As civilians, we're losing our civility. And so I just say this, that if you wouldn't say it to their face, don't say it to the screen. That's just would be the rule for social media. If you wouldn't say it that way to somebody's face, don't say it that way when you're on a screen, when you're on a chat. Because remember, those are people. Those are people that God made. Those are people that have feelings. Those are people that have families. Those are people that have friends. And you don't want to lose friends over a stupid social media post.
Fair enough. So what's going on down at the Downtown Vineyard?
I'm actually starting a new series, and I'm starting a series on social media.
Nice.
because there's just so many people that are having so many issues with it.
Yeah.
You know, they're one person on social media, and they're another person in real life. On social media, they're comparing all of their stuff. You're looking at all their stuff, and there's this big comparison game. That, you know, oh my gosh, they went on vacation. Oh my gosh, they bought a new house. Oh my gosh, they got a new car. And social media has actually created a huge, huge division amongst people in the way that they respond. And so we're gonna talk about that for the next 4 weeks. And I'm kind of excited about it.
I like that. Yeah. How do we find out about you?
We're right across the street from the library. We're on 4th and Grand. You can call us at 242-0813. You can get on our website, downtownvineyardchurch.org. Or you can just stop by. We'd love to see you. We have services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. on Sunday mornings.
Perfect.
Always good to be here.